What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Kevo Bands Hoops Podcast, man. Back at it again today, Monday, April 5th. Man, I hope all you guys have had a nice and enjoyable start off to this week, man. I've had a great day so far. It's an excellent Monday. It's sunny where I'm at. Hopefully, all you guys are feeling as good as I am. Hopefully, all you guys are ready to take on this new challenge this week. Continue to be great. Continue to strive for your goals and your dreams. And just keep pushing, man. Of course, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, man. So please wash your hands as much as possible to keep the virus from getting on your hands, and especially your face. Please wear a mask anytime you are outside, surrounded by a large group, crowd, or gathering, or in a public area or public space. And of course, anytime you have any type of sunlight, wherever you are at on the globe, please go outside and get some ultraviolet rays, aka sunlight, on your skin, because I promise you the sun kills all viruses and the coronavirus is not excluded from that list. And of course, we are still demanding justice for Breonna Taylor. We are still demanding justice for George Floyd. We are still demanding justice for Elijah McClain. And we're going to continue to demand justice for anybody that has been a victim of police brutality or even worse, police murderings. It must stop. God willing, it will stop, and I'm tired and sick of it, man. But I just hope all you guys are doing good out there today, man. Like I said, today has been a phenomenal day. I'm glad to talk about the topic that we got at hand today. And yeah, let's just get right into it. So yesterday, in the women's college basketball tournament, we crowned a champion. Congrats to the Stanford Cardinals. They had a wonderful season, only two losses on the season. They've been through a lot this season. But before I actually talk about that and get into them real quick, I just want to talk about the women's game in general, especially at the collegiate level. The women's game is blossoming at all fronts, from the WNBA to college basketball to high school basketball. The game is evolving, and it's really good to see, because I've always been a big advocate for women's basketball. You know, it's a lot of people that trash women's basketball, that talk down on women's basketball. But I always knew, like all sports do, that it was only a matter of time before the sport evolved. And seeing it play out, especially in this tournament, which was a phenomenal tournament, especially after we missed last year because of coronavirus, it was fun to see. So just a little tournament recap of some of my favorite games. You had Arizona. Congrats to Adia Barnes and Ari McDonald. They had a crazy run. It was so sad to watch them lose in the national championship game. But what they did, especially in that game against UConn, was special. You had them. The whole Arizona team was really good. You had Wright State knock off my girl Chelsea Dungy and Mike Neighbors, the Arkansas Razorbacks. You know, sadly, Chelsea Dungy's career is over at Arkansas, but she's going to have a phenomenal career in the WNBA. You had Texas, Celeste Taylor, Charlie Collier, and the Longhorns beat Maryland, which was probably one of the craziest games of the entire NCAA tournament. I don't think really anybody saw that happening, because Maryland was so good between Asiya Owusu, a whole bunch of players, Angel Reese. They just had a whole bunch of talent on that Maryland squad, but Texas got the job done. You have Paige Beckers of UConn take on Caitlin Clark of Iowa, which was a pretty good game, even though UConn kind of dominated from the start to the finish. You had UConn, you know, beating Baylor with that last second no call that should have been a foul on Dejanae Carrington, but of course they didn't call it, and so it was a lot of controversy versus that. And then you had the Final Four. And in the Final Four, you had Stanford versus South Carolina, which was a great game. It went all the way down to the wire. You know, Stanford kind of came out the game slow, but Haley Jones, who actually had a great run this tournament, she kept Stanford in the game. She hit some big-time shots from the first to the fourth quarter. You know, it came down to a Bree Beal missed layup. Aaliyah Boston could have tipped it in to win the game. South Carolina lost by one. It was so heartbreaking to watch them girls cry, because I know the work that they put in to get to that point. But Stanford moved on. And in the other game, like I mentioned a minute ago, you had Arizona take down UConn. UConn losing in the Final Four for, I believe, the third consecutive year. I know it was tough. You know, it was tough to watch them go out like that. But Ari McDonald, man, that whole crew, they did a lot of great things. She is a phenomenal player. I cannot wait to watch her in the WNBA. She's going to have a great career. She's so quick. She's a blur. Like, she's literally one of the fastest guards I've ever seen in the men's and the women's game. She got that left hand. She got that three-point shot. She's just a phenomenal player, man. She's a stud. And again, her career in the WNBA is going to be a great career to watch out for. And yeah, man, then you have the national championship game. And really, you know, the final score was 54 Stanford to 53 Arizona. You know, Stanford was also the Pac-12 tournament champs, and they were the Pac-12 regular season champs. And really, the game was fun. Like, you know, Stanford came out pretty hot. You know, Haley Jones hit a couple shots. But Arizona, it looked like they were about to get run out of the gym, like, early in the second quarter, but they came right back. They forced a lot of turnovers. I believe her name is Shayna Pellington. She completely changed the game for Arizona. Her defensive presence was rattling the guards of Stanford. She got into them. She was forcing steals that ended up in easy layups. She was almost single-handedly would have been the reason that Arizona won a national championship. Like, they were that close. I know it sucks because it came down to the last shot. You know, Ari got off a really good shot over three defensive players. Almost went in. It didn't. I hated to see her lay on the floor like that, but I loved that Adia Barnes was the first person to come and pick her up. And yeah, man, just congrats to those two. They had a phenomenal run. I know it came up short, but you know, they what they did was big. I love what Coach Barnes is doing at Arizona, from being a player to going to the WNBA to becoming the head coach and making Arizona a real good program. And I believe that. I truly believe that Coach Barnes is going to have Arizona women's basketball program a successful program for many years to come, man. She's so dope. I seen a story where she was breastfeeding her newborn baby, you know, at halftime during the game. Like, that's just so crazy. She's being a mother at halftime of a national championship game. So again, congrats to her, her whole team. The Wildcats had a phenomenal season. It came up short, but man, that Stanford team, let's be honest, they were the number one overall seed going into the tournament. They've pretty much been the best team this entire year. Like, the only two losses that they had were actually back-to-back losses between UCLA and Colorado. And aside from that, they didn't lose. Like, they didn't lose at all. And think about this. They have spent almost 90 consecutive days on the road traveling. If you didn't know, they were not allowed to play home games because of COVID-19 regulations, and so they had to move home arenas, and they played at a couple different arenas, just like the men's team did too. I think they played at the Santa Cruz Warrior Stadium in Santa Cruz, so they were bouncing back between home games and stuff like that. They weren't really on campus or anything like that, and they've just been on the road going to the Pac-12 tournament. And then going into the tournament, they beat Utah Valley, Oklahoma State, Missouri State, Louisville, South Carolina in the Final Four, and of course, yesterday beating Arizona in the national championship game. But this team, man, let's just talk about their roster a little bit. Haley Jones, as a sophomore, is probably one of the most polished scorers that I've seen in the women's college basketball game in a very long time. Like, she is so special to watch. Again, if you watch that Final Four game against South Carolina, I believe South Carolina went up like 9 points in the first quarter. And if it were not for Haley Jones' effort, because she put in like 9 points right after that, you know, aside with Alexi Hall three, Stanford probably would have lost that game. I'm going to be honest, because they were struggling out the gate offensively. South Carolina came out swinging, from Zaya Cook, Aaliyah Boston. They came out swinging, but Haley Jones was composed. She was scoring the rock with ease. She had a couple pull-up jumpers. She had a couple threes late in the shot clock. She kept Stanford alive. And then the rest of the team, Kiana Williams, a senior who's actually from San Antonio, where the women's tournament was hosted this year. She is a playmaking guard that can pass, shoot, and dribble. She can score from anywhere. She can drop dimes from anywhere. Then you got Lexi Hull, who I think is the X factor, because she's another player that can pass, shoot, and dribble. She rebounds hard. She can push the breakout in transition. She takes charges. She's good in the post. She can do a little bit of everything. She can hit threes. Then you got Anna Wilson, the younger sister of Russell Wilson. She, to me, is the best defensive player on this team. What she did against Ari McDonald for the first three quarters of the national championship game was honestly spectacular. Ari didn't have any real breathing room in this national championship game whatsoever. She kind of got comfortable in the second half. She had a couple big time shots, but Anna Wilson did a great job when it came to guarding Ari McDonald for majority of that game. Like, she is such a prime time defensive player. I believe she was co-defensive player of the year in the Pac-12. What she does is just phenomenal, and she was just excellent for everything that Stanford wanted to do. And then my favorite player in the nation, and I think this girl right here, this woman right here, is going to be a sensational player for a very long time, and that is Cameron Brink. She is a freshman, but this woman has the full package. She's 6'4". She was 7th in the nation in block shots. She's the anchor of their defense. Anna Wilson is the enforcer, but when it comes to being the anchor and holding down the defense and making sure the defense is steady, Cameron Brink does that, and she had delivered all season long. And then offensively, she can bring up the ball if she wanted to. She can shoot threes. She has a post game. Like, honestly, it's no flaws in Cameron Brink's game. She is going to be one of the most influential and important players in women's college basketball. I'm gonna tell you guys that right now. I tweeted a few days ago that her game is like a combination of Breonna Stewart of the Seattle Storm and Kristaps Porzingis of the Dallas Mavericks. There is no flaws in Cameron Brink's game. And again, Cameron Brink, excuse me, I don't know why I keep saying Brink's, is Brink, B-R-I-N-K. She is the goods. She is only going to get better. Tara Vanderveer has an excellent player in Cameron Brink. And man, let's just talk about Tara Vanderveer. The all-time winningest coach in NCAA history, I believe in the women's and the men's side. This is now her third national championship. The last time she won was 29 years ago. That was long before I was born. She has been doing this at a very high level for a very, very long time. And to be honest, this team might have been the best team that she's ever had. Like this team, again, they just had no weaknesses, from Lexi Hull to Anna Wilson to Cameron Brink to Haley Jones. You know, Haley Jones won most outstanding player of the Final Four. This team was just so well put together. Again, only two losses on the season. Everything they did was successful, man, and it was just fun to watch, man. Like everything, the way that they played, the way that they moved the ball, their defense was really well. They communicate, they hustle, they don't take any plays off. Like Tara Vanderveer had herself a very good and probably one of her most memorable teams that she's ever going to have when she retires and looks back at all the teams that she had and coached and all the young ladies that she coached up. This team has to be up there, not just because they won the national championship, but just the balance that they have. Like getting a national championship obviously adds on to that, but the balance is the thing that I love watching this team most about. Because again, Haley Jones wasn't even the leading scorer of this team for majority of the season, but she came alive in the NCAA tournament. Kiana Williams was a reliable point guard. Anna Wilson, again, locking down anybody. And Cameron Brink, again, she can hold down the defense, but also if you need her to score a lot, she can do that. And I cannot wait to watch her game develop. She's going to get stronger, she's going to get better, she's going to get faster, she's going to get more lean. Everything about her, man, she's just a special player. This Stanford team was fun to watch. I'm actually kind of sad because I only got a chance to watch them, I think, twice in the regular season. And actually, the second game wasn't even in the regular season. It was actually the Pac-12 championship game against UCLA, and they dominated in that game. And so it's fun to watch, man. This team was special. You know, it's capped off a really good women's college basketball season. And the thing that warmed my heart the most about this, because like I said earlier, I have always seen the women's game evolving. Just like any sport, sports are always going to evolve. The thing that I loved about this, because if you've watched women's college basketball for the past, you know, 20, 30 years, whatever, how long, majority of the time, it's just been the premier programs. And when I say premier programs, I'm talking about UConn, Maryland, a couple other schools. Louisville's always kind of been the mix. Notre Dame, I think, is going to get back on track, even with Muffet McGraw retiring. I think Neil Ivey's going to do a phenomenal job with that program. But the parity of college basketball on the women's side is better than it's ever been, and there's so much talent. And I was just happy as I don't know what to see it play out, because you're going to have a lot of these teams that were in the Final Four, in the Elite Eight, in the Sweet 16. They're going to reload and come back for next year. You're seeing Avina Westbrook go back to UConn. You're going to have multiple seniors from this Maryland team this year come back and play for Maryland again. Like, it's so much more parity between, you know, you got Texas is a really good school now. Again, Louisville, NC State is a really good team in the ACC. You got Deja Kelly at North Carolina. So many different squads, so many different places. I mean, especially in the Pac-12 too. Of course, you got UCLA. Of course, you got Stanford. I think Oregon's still going to be really good. Arizona is definitely there. You know, Coach Barnes is going to do a great job with that program. But just the parity of the women's game is good. You know, I love Gina Auriemma. I love, you know, Pat Summitt at Tennessee. I think, you know, rest in peace to her. But just to see all these women going to different schools and not just picking the same top schools, it's good for the game. You want to see these players go out to different schools and make noise as, you know, quote unquote, smaller programs on the women's side. Like West Virginia is an up-and-coming basketball program on the women's side. You know, it's just so many schools, man. I'm just happy to see it. The game is only going to continue to elevate and grow. And it's beautiful to watch, man. I'm super happy. This was a very successful women's college basketball season. You know, even going into the tournament, we had that problem with the weight room being way smaller. And not even a weight room. It was like a weight. I don't even know what you call that. They just had a rack of like dumbbells, which is stupid. But I'm glad that they figured it out and they got it right. Hopefully that mistake never happens again. But shout out to all the women that participated, all the players, all the coaches, the managers, the assistant coaches, everybody that was involved with this college basketball season. did a phenomenal job. Again, congrats to Stanford for winning their third national title. Tara Vanderveer is one of the greatest. She's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. She's put out multiple pro players for a reason. And she has an established and successful program for a reason. Congrats to them. Congrats to Haley Jones for winning Most Outstanding Player of the Final Four. And congrats to all their fans out there for Stanford, man. And again, man, this was a beautiful season to watch. I can't wait for next season because, you know, South Carolina has a number one recruiting class. Stanford's going to bring in a couple of players. Of course, UConn's going to bring in AZ Fudd, which should be super fun to watch. You know, her and Paige playing the backcourt. So, you know, all the top teams are going to reload. And that's what I'm loving it. It's going to be so many good teams, just like this year. It's going to be a lot more good teams next year. I think Haley Van Lith is going to come back with vengeance playing for Louisville. So, I can't wait, man. You know, I appreciate everybody that was rocking with us when we was talking about women's college basketball. It's going to be fun, man. I'm definitely going to do a lot more coverage of it next season. I'm going to do a lot of film watching this offseason and getting ready for next season. So, yeah, man, again, congrats to Stanford. Congrats to all the players that participated. It was fun. Again, congrats to Coach Barnes and Aaron McDonald for the run that they had. And I cannot wait for next season, man. It's going to be so exciting, man. But tonight, though, going to the men's side, because it's been a lot of different things going on in college basketball, especially for me. You know, Michigan State assistant or associate head coach Dane Fife is leaving the program. He's going to join Mike Woodson at Indiana now. You got Porter Moser at Oklahoma. You got Chris Beard at Texas. Now, I talked about that last week, but there's so many things going on. Whole bunch of kids entering the transfer portal. But tonight, we're going to have Baylor versus Gonzaga in the national championship game. I know I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys about the Final Four because UCLA versus Gonzaga was an instant classic. Of course, Jalen Suggs hit the game winner from about 40 feet out, which was historical. It was an all-time great game in my opinion. But just previewing the national championship game ever so slightly tonight, man, I think it's going to be exciting. And I think the thing that I love about this the most is that rarely does the national championship game in college basketball come down to the two top teams, because a lot of March Madness, it's a lot of luck. It's a lot of just, you know, being better than a team that day. But to get the two best teams that we've been talking about all season long in Baylor versus Gonzaga, who were actually supposed to play earlier this season before the game got canceled due to coronavirus problems, it's good to see. And so I cannot wait for tonight. You're going to have Jalen Suggs versus Davion Mitchell. You're going to have Jared Butler versus Corey Kispert. You're going to have Drew Timmy versus Mark Vidal. It's going to be fun, man. I don't know who I have winning. I'm not going to give you guys a prediction because, honestly, I just want to see a good game. I just want to enjoy this game because, again, it's rare that we get the top two teams in the country facing off in the national championship game. This is a rare instance, so please enjoy this game for what it is. I don't know who's going to win. I honestly don't, because I've always been saying, as great as Gonzaga has been this undefeated season, you know, 30-plus wins, Baylor could beat them. And same thing for Gonzaga beating Baylor. Like, Baylor, you know, after the COVID break, I think they're back to the form that they were in before they got the COVID break. I think defensively, they've always been one of the best teams. Their offense has been whatever. You know, they put a butt-whooping on Houston in the Final Four. But this game is going to be good. I expect this game to be really close. I don't think the final margin will be more than 5 points. So enjoy this game for what it is. You got two really good coaches between Mark Few and Scott Drew. I'm going to enjoy it. Hopefully you guys do too, man. And just enjoy the day. Enjoy this game. And, you know, we'll get college basketball back soon. Hopefully, you know, sooner rather than later. But, yeah, man, we'll talk about tomorrow for sure, man. But I appreciate you guys as always if you made it this far, man. This has been another episode of the Kevo Bands Hoops Podcast. Shout out to Nuts and Bolts Sports. We are at Nuts and Bolts SP on both Twitter and Instagram. Please go follow us. Go like our stuff. Go retweet our stuff for all your sports news and needs. I promise you, Nuts and Bolts Sports has it all for you. I am a college basketball writer / blogger / journalist, featured alongside a whole bunch of other really talented writers / blogger / journalists. Thank you. As always, I appreciate you guys. I am also featured on Nuts and Bolts Sports as a podcast hoster alongside a whole bunch of other really good content creators and podcast hosters as well. So please go check out our long list of sports podcasts as well, man. For all your sports news and needs, I promise you Nuts and Bolts Sports has it all for you guys. Again, go check that out. I know I said that twice, but you guys get you guys get what I'm saying, man. But as always, I appreciate you guys, man. Please like, comment, subscribe, rate, review, and share. And if you listen to my podcast on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rate and review. That is how we share, grow, and expand the podcast, man. As always, I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace and love. Gone.